her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but run.
We joke from time to time on this show that Florida has made the big guy soft. He's just kind of soft. He's down in Florida now. He will be back in Wisconsin. I don't know if you have plans yet, Chewy, on when you're permanently, well, not permanently, but coming up for the summer. But, you know, you
careful with that permanent word.
Yeah.
IRS is going to come knocking.
That's why I corrected myself. Corrected myself quickly. What, the IRS is already up your, you know what?
State of Wisconsin will be.
Oh, because, yeah, they're losing out.
Yep.
They're losing out.
Snooze, you lose. Hey, get nicer weather. How about that?
Well,
I will reach out to the IRS and see if they can pull some strings.
Yeah.
No, I looked at the weather this weekend.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely horrible.
Correct. I mean, I think we're supposed to get in the 60s one of these days. It's supposed to rain all day.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, 60s?
The wife's like... Even the wife has done a huge pivot. She's like, why are we going back? You know why
really?
I'm coming back? Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Do you know why I'm coming back?
Haircut.
You nailed it, buddy.
Yeah, but the haircut's not for you.
No, it is for me.
Oh, it is for you.
Yeah. You know, because the haircut down here, like I said, for me is about 120, 125, and it's like 60 back there. For me, that's worth it. Even though the flight is,
yeah, I was about to say. Then you start, you start factoring the, but you gotta go check on the property. You gotta make sure everything's
it's
okay.
More for spite, yeah. So
you know, you gotta make sure everything's all right. But
oh, but we're soft. But there's issues down. See, did you call me snobby yet?
I have not called you snobby. No.
Okay, because we are. We've turned snobby. When we first came down here, okay. We were considered snowbirds.
Yeah, and wouldn't you still be considered snowbirds?
Nope. We are residents. There is a difference between snowbirds and residents.
So if your back would have locked up on you while moving all of the stone that you needed to for your landscaping, the headline would have read, Florida man throws out back. Like, you're now a Florida man.
Correct. Yeah, well, we're residents now. But with that comes snobbiness, totals. Because here's the deal, Gabe. All right, snowbirds typically come down here January, and they start to filter out in April, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly older people, obviously, that can't drive a lick. You don't want to drive with me in a car. It's not fun. And then we're on the very backside of spring breakers. Now it's the high school kids and grade school kids that are on spring break.
Okay.
Get the hell out of our state. Get out. The only thing I can equate it to is like the Cubs fans taking over AmFam or the Bears fans taking over Lambeau. Get out. Go back to your state.
But that's what spring break is for. Spring break is for escaping and going down. You're telling me you didn't go south when you were a kid?
No, I never. We didn't have money. Yeah, we went south to Connecticut.
Yeah. Nice and warm.
So
I find this awfully ironic, seeing as you being...
I'll get to you in a minute.
Yep. Yeah. So you just sit there quietly, Joshy, and have some patience.
So for me to go to my gym, which I do right after the show, on a non-spring break snowbird day, it would take me about 17 minutes.
Okay.
Right? Now it takes roughly 35 to 40 because of traffic.
A lot of traffic, yeah.
But here's the thing with traffic. So we're about, I don't know, as the crow flies, 3/4 mile from the strip that's right on the beach, right? Which is fine. Traffic is picked up. But these people are so stupid. Now, every, say, 1/4 mile, right, Gabe? Because there's a lot of foot traffic. There are, you know, the flashing yellows that you hit for pedestrians.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When they come down here, they don't honor them at all. Right? They don't. They just cross wherever the hell they want. They don't care. And then they wonder why at least 1 or 2 times a year they get hit by a car. Right?
Sure.
They're
But in fairness, when I was driving back downtown last night to do On the Tee, just driving on water, I mean, people were just crossing in front of me every which way and did not care. It was, you know, 4:45 in the afternoon, and, oh, I've got to get to the gym. Like, somebody with a yoga mat
and they
to
wonder
cross
why
to
they
get to
hit.
The gym. And,
It's literally, I've seen people cross where they would have to walk another 50 yards to get to where the flashing yellows are, and we always stop
to
at
to get
that,
to the cross line.
You know? I'm at the point, because we're on the back end of it all, that it's just like, go home. Just go. Just give us our town back, please. And that's the closest I can get to it is the Cubs infiltrating AmFam. Brewers fans don't like it, right?
Yeah, but also that's kind of, I feel like it's also a little seasonal, right? In terms of, like, if the Cubs are bad, a lot of Cubs fans aren't going to, some still do, certainly. But it wasn't like when the Cubs won the World Series almost a decade ago at this point, like, they would come up in droves. Because, I mean, the Brewers weren't very good. A lot of Brewers fans weren't going to the game in the first place. But, I mean, you kind of knew what you signed up for when you decided to live in a city that close to the water.
You're probably right. But it's the cutting across three lanes because you're lost. And it's just, it's fine when it first starts. But now we're at the point where
now,
like, it's get out.
Maybe this was just like a southeastern Florida thing, and maybe it's not the same by you. But tell me this, because this is something I noticed when I was in Port St. Lucie last week.
Yeah.
The lights in Florida take forever to change.
Ever.
Like,
ever,
if you catch a red light, like, you're just going to be there for a while.
But I got it dialed in to where I come onto our island. If I feel that I can't hit the arrow, I peel to the right, do a U-turn, and get it that way. Drives my wife nuts. Crazy. But I've got it down.
This is a maneuver that you've perfected.
Here's the problem, Gabe.
Okay.
Right? The lights are set for when the snowbirds are here and the spring breakers are here. They don't adjust them.
So it's just going to be like that in the middle of July.
So when everyone leaves in about 2 weeks and the traffic patterns are back down to nothing, you're sitting there sometimes for a good 5-7 minutes.
It's outrageous.
I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, this is... Of course they're longer because there's more foot traffic. There's more people.
I know, but adjust them. Hey.
No.
Adjust. Hey. Yes. Your sprinkler systems, Josh...
You got to adjust it. It's different.
You got to adjust. You got to do it on the fly.
You, as Johnny come lately, to real Florida residents would listen to you right now and laugh. You guys are the newest of new Florida residents. What is it now? This is the second winter you guys have decided to fully become. I mean, you guys are... Legally, your residence?
I'm a Floridian.
But you're snowbirds in everyone else's minds. The true Florida people, they look at you and go, please, you're not here through the summer.
They laugh at us.
Yeah.
You
want to be a real Floridian? Sit down here July 15th in the middle of the heat instead of escaping to Wisconsin. That's what they're thinking.
I really don't want my skin looking like a Coach bag, okay? Which most Florida residents have.
Oh, that's
very leathery.
This is what you want. If you want to be a true Florida snob, Jew,
And I don't really want to take up smoking. Because a lot of people smoke.
Might be a fun habit. something to pick up later in life.
So that's all I'm saying. And you guys can relate to. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Josh, you're going to tell me when you're downtown. And I love Harley people, but when the Harley people infiltrate the city during the 120th or the 125th, you don't sit there and go, these people are driving me nuts. You do.
When I first moved to Milwaukee, I had an apartment not very far from Brady. And obviously that is a spot where a lot of the Harleys will congregate.
Yes.
And like, it was my first or second like full weekend being excited to move some stuff, and I was still doing stuff with the Mallards, whatever. But like the first or second full weekend I was in Milwaukee, I walked down to Brady Street and went, what the hell did I get myself into?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Just Harley after Harley after Harley.
Burnouts.
Yeah, just revving engines.
All right.
All hours
of the
night. There's
a little pot calling the kettle black here, because I'm sure Summerfest, you two are like, end already? End?
No. No.
Summerfest is different now, too, because it's on the weekends, right? Yeah. It's those three different weekends instead of just being 2 weeks straight.
And I just avoid the areas.
Yeah.
There's times.
I'm far enough away from Summerfest where it's not that big of a deal.
I'm smelling hypocrites here. I'm really smelling.
What I'm smelling is you moving to a paradise and then going, oh, man, everyone else wants to come here. No bleep. Of course they want to go
there. I started the whole thing with calling myself a snob. So
what you were trying to do.
You two are just trying to fool it and fake yourself.
Okay, so let me get this right. What you were trying to attempt to do is you wanted to openly and freely complain about something.
Yeah.
And you felt like if you called yourself a snob, that would give you shield protection from Josh going at you.
Yes. You nailed it.
He put it out there on the front end.
Yeah. Because if I call myself a snob, then Josh can't come at me. It'll turn out. Turns out, Josh can still drive hard to the hoop.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Walking on the beach is kind of cool during spring break.
You think?
Where middle of May, you're like, where the hell everyone go?
Wow, all these beautiful people here in bikinis. Yeah. This is tough. This is tough.
Yeah. So I'm a fraud. I'm basically saying I'm a fraud.
There you go. Now we're getting there.
The issue is Josh did not like the word. You needed to use something stronger to describe yourself.
Right,
now
well,
you're on the same page.
Give me a word. Fraud is way too strong. Is way too strong.
I mean, this is chewy champagne problems. My beautiful house on the ocean is too surrounded by other people who also want to be here, even though I don't live here full time and come back when it gets nice and go to my lake house in Wisconsin.
All right, you got a point there. You got
to
come up
with a word. I'd love to have your problems.
Snob's probably not strong enough, and fraud
is too strong.
Closer to fraud than snob.
All right, see if anybody on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776, looking for a word that is between snob and fraud that both Josh and Chew can come to an agreement on. Feel free to chime in on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. But unfortunately, the Bucks got some pretty tough news yesterday. Tough news for Dame Lillard, tough news for the Bucks. We dive into that unfortunate news coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I do want to tell you, it is time to get those tailgate grills out. Grab those groceries. Opening day in Milwaukee, it is almost here. I mean, opening day in baseball tomorrow. Opening day in Milwaukee coming up on Monday. It's the unofficial start of summer. The Brewers' home opener next Monday. ESPN Wisconsin is going to be all over it. It's sponsored by our friends at Carbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails. Live shows from inside the ballpark. That's us. Special guests all day and an unmatched excitement for the crew as ESPN Wisconsin will carry every pitch of the home opener. Opening day on ESPN Wisconsin. Sponsored by Carbless. Grab a pack today. Be the MVP of your tailgate. Happy baseball season.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and pixies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy.
Flowy.
The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. Before we get to the devastating Bucks news, because, well, I mean, it's just going to make me sad talking about it, we do have some suggestions here on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. List is more. Justin, first of all, starts it off by saying, I agree with Chewy. Spring breakers and snowbirds go home.
Fair.
But I also think he thinks you're a snowbird because he lives in Jacksonville full time.
No, because we get down here October. We're not coming home until Memorial Day, so
okay.
That's a little more than a snowbird.
Brandon says Chewy has Florida residence arrogance.
That could go on the list.
Ted just decided to combine the two words of, we were asking for a word between snob and fraud that both Joshy and Chewy could agree on, so Chewy can continue to air his grievances. Frob.
Frob. Okay, I like that.
Just combining the two.
Me and Angie have both agreed that April, October are probably the best months down here. And then I would say July, August are probably the best. We would take a perfect day in those months on the lake as opposed to Florida.
Ooh, okay.
Is that shocking?
Not super shocking.
Okay.
And then Ryan, I think Ryan just kind of encapsulates the whole thing. It's easy. The word is NFL boy.
Nailed it. We can move on now.
Straight to the point.
God, we can never slip anything past the listeners.
No, we can't.
They never forget.
They don't, which is why it's fantastic.
Okay.
Chewy, did you ever have a teammate deal with blood clots? Because...
No, but I did. I mean, I'm protected by HIPAA, and I can't say who it was.
Sure.
But we did have a receiver that had heart issues.
Okay.
And they took care of it, and he came back, and he was fine. It was kind of scary, though.
Oh, yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, like obviously a heart thing. I think the blood clot, because, again, if gone untreated, it can work its way toward the heart. Like, that becomes a lot more serious than, an ACL or, any sort of injury that we're typically talking about in professional sports. And unfortunately for Damian Lillard and the Bucks, they found, fortunately or unfortunately, maybe fortunately, they found this blood clot because for a while he's been out. Like, they haven't been able to figure out what exactly was going on with his calf. He's missed the last handful of games, and they finally got to the bottom of it saying it is a blood clot. He is out indefinitely, and this is a serious issue. It is the reason why Chris Bosh, blood clots, not this specific issue that Dame's potentially going through, but blood clots are the reason that Chris Bosh had to end his career early and retire. Because he was dealing with that issue. Victor Wembanyama was shut down with a blood clot in his shoulder earlier this season. Like, this is an incredibly serious thing. And so, first and foremost, I'm glad they found it for Dame so it didn't become any more serious.
But is it your understanding that he will be out for the remainder of the season?
Anytime you throw an indefinite timeline on something, I don't think it's good. When I take a look, Chew, at... I listed those other two as an example. Asar Thompson is somebody who has also dealt with blood clots. I believe he was out for 8 months.
Yeah.
And now, again, he's back and he's playing and everything's good with him right now. But, Chris Bosh was out for a while. Again, Wemby has been out for the last couple of months. They found this, they shut him down for the season immediately. Well, and with 3 weeks left in the regular season or 2.5 weeks left in the regular season... I can't imagine Damian Lillard playing again this season because based on the other timelines of everybody else, this takes a while to figure out because you've got to go on the blood thinners, you've got to be monitored, you got to make sure everything is working in the right way before you even get cleared for physical activity.
Yeah, well, not only that, because I've known, non-professional athletes that have had blood clots that are pretty active people. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
Because you take those blood thinners... And they thin your blood, and the problem there is you won't stop bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like
playing pickup basketball or something like that. So shutting them down means shutting them down. I don't think there's any cardio. There's nothing. So my guess is that he is probably done for the season. My question to you, are the Bucks done for the season?
Yeah. Maybe they win.
They can't win without.
Maybe they beat
Giannis.
Right now they're facing up against the Pacers. Maybe Giannis goes nuclear and they're able to beat the Pacers in the opening round, but they can't. In order to have any chance against the Celtics or the Cavs, they would need to have both Giannis and Dame. And I as we discussed, can't imagine that he's going to be able to play until next season. Because of all the things that go into having to deal and get over the blood clot.
And this was our concern at the beginning of the season, rolling it back with an older team like this. If they ran into any type of injury problems, it's going to derail this team. So with that being said, Gabe, where do they go now?
I don't know.
Where do they have to, are we back to worrying about, and I'm sure we're going to hear about it from the national media, Giannis is on his way out of Milwaukee, failed experiment. Where do they go now?
I don't know. If you're Giannis, right? Like, I think the way that he's looked at the last couple of postseasons is, I haven't been healthy. I need to do things so I make sure I'm healthy. That's why we've fallen short. But this time, it's not like he tore an ACL or, dealing with an Achilles like Dame was last year. Like, blood clots... Yeah. I, I don't know how this forms, right? Like, some people have to deal with it. Other people don't. I don't know how Giannis is going to look at that.
But this is why Bosch had to retire.
Yeah. So what happened with him is he had a blood clot in his lung. And, you know, he took some time off or whatever to kind of get back. And then I think the next season he ended up playing around 50 or so games.
Yeah.
And then they found another blood clot in his leg. And that was it. Okay.
How old is Dame?
32, I want to say. Could be wrong.
I just don't know. Where do you go from here? Do you trade Dame? I mean...
Well, again, the brass tacks of that is I have no idea if anybody... So he's 34. He will turn 35 in July.
Which in basketball terms... equate that to football. 30?
Yeah, probably. I mean, if you 30? Take care of your body... I mean, before LeBron James had his injury, I mean, the dude was... You take care of your body, and again, he spends... I think two commas on taking care of his body each and every year.
Yeah.
Not to say that Dame doesn't take care of his body, because I think he does as well. But if you take care of your body, you can play at 35 and still be incredibly efficient and very, very good.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, do you in terms of trading Dame, like, if that's the conversation, I have no idea. Like, that's going to depend upon his health. That's going to depend upon, is somebody going to want to take that risk? I mean, you can change some of the periphery pieces, but I think Giannis and Dame are still going to be together on the Bucks next year, unless one of them asks out. Which, again, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Has Giannis commented on this yet, or no?
No. So they were. I mean, this news broke. I mean, not in the middle of the night, but later yesterday. So it would have been after the team had their practice shoot around, that sort of thing. They're out on the West Coast right now. But I'm sure he'll get asked about it at their shoot around today.
And I'm sure the playoffs are just around the corner too, correct?
Yeah, 2.5 weeks away. Well, 2.5 weeks to the end of the regular season. Then you've got like that 5-6 day stretch where you have the play-in tournament, which the Bucks won't be a part of because they'll be in the postseason. But,
wow, this is so tough.
Yeah.
This is so tough with it being 2.5 weeks away. Mm-hmm. You know, they've stayed healthy for the most part. And then you drop this bomb.
Yeah. I mean, again, Dame's missed some time here and there. Giannis has missed some time here and there. But they had, you know, done a pretty good job of navigating their health, I think, this year. But this is what... There's nothing you can do.
No, there is nothing you can do.
You know, like, it's not like, oh, if only we would have rested him another day, man. Like, it just sucks. And I feel bad for him. But at the same time, again, I feel, hey, good thing they caught this in time. So it didn't become anything more serious.
Yeah.
But it takes time to get past this blood clot. It's unfortunate. We will talk with Adam Schefter as we continue to get closer and closer to the draft. Plus, owners' meetings are happening soon as well. The NFL, are they actually going to make any of these rule changes? We discuss all of that next with our guy, Adam Schefter, here on Gen Game and Chewy.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team 3 times in one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Always enjoy catching up with ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter, of course, host of the Adam Schefter podcast as well, as we do every Wednesday. Adam, I'm loving the Bucks shirt this morning. Looking great, buddy.
Yeah. I'm wearing my Bucks shirt because it came in the mail. Thank you, Barry Bound. Thank you, Zach Eisenrath. I also want to send out my best wishes to Damian Lillard for a speedy recovery. Brutal, brutal, terrible for the team, terrible for him, terrible for everybody. He's been on my fantasy team all year long, been tracking him. I was waiting for him to come back, and I'm hoping that he's okay.
Adam, with Russell Wilson going to New York, what other options does Pittsburgh have? Is it just Aaron, or is that it?
I think, Chewy, that first of all, they both need each other right now, frankly. And that's if Aaron wants to play, which I'm not convinced yet that he does. Until I hear him say, I want to play, then I can tell you people are asking that question about whether he wants to play. Like, it's come up. People have said to me, hey, are you sure he wants to play? No, I'm not sure. I'm hearing he might not want to play, which, by the way, again, I don't want to speak for him because I don't want to get called out, but, you know, we're speculating, but it shouldn't be that hard. Like, either you want to play for the Steelers or you don't, right? Like, what are we waiting for? I don't see too many free agents who go visit a team for 6 hours, think about something, and what's the question? What's the issue? They want you. You don't want them? Clearly, you have questions. I don't know if that's playing for that team, living in that city, playing football, and what there's something that's holding you back because they want him.
Were you surprised by the number that Stephon Diggs signed for with the New England Patriots yesterday?
Well, I mean, you have to see the contract, right? 3 years, $69 million. That sounds like a big number. What's the guarantee? 26,
26.
Or 29?
Yeah, I think it's 26. 26.
Yeah, so the guarantee is 26. So really what they're doing is they're guaranteeing essentially one plus year, right, for mm-hmm. a guy that's coming off a torn ACL. They needed help at that position. The guy's a great player. He's a great player when he's healthy and could become a target monster for Drake May. And they needed to upgrade that position, and they still need to look to add more people to that spot, I think. But it's a nice start when you add Stephon Diggs and Mac Hollins in free agency and can go add more in the draft.
Adam, what do you think the Titans want to do with the first pick in the draft? Do you think they want to trade that? Do they still have faith in Levis, or are they ready to move on from it? Seems like they're in, not even though they have the first pick in the draft, it doesn't seem to be real desirable. Are they going to be forced to take Ward with the first pick?
Chewy, let me correct a couple of things there. First of all, the first pick is right now highly desirable. Highly desirable. I expect in the coming days and weeks the Cleveland Browns to make an effort to trade up to one. I expect the New York Giants
really?
To make an effort to trade up to number one. I expect maybe even, we'll see if they do, the New Orleans Saints to try to trade up to number one. And my question will be whether or not the Titans are willing to move off that pick. And to further contradict what you're saying, I don't know that they will. I think right now they're prepared to sit there and take the quarterback, Cam Ward, because they like him that much. So not only do they like him that much, but other teams like him that much, and other teams are going to be trying to trade up to get him. And so that number one pick right now, I would say, is coveted. Coveted right now. And the player himself, we'll see what kind of pro he's got. I'm not telling you how great he is or isn't going to be. That I don't know. But I can tell you that there are a lot of teams that really want him. A lot.
So Adam, if they don't trade him, are they taking him?
That's what I fully expect.
Okay.
Fully expect, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And you brought Will Levis, no disrespect to Will Levis, like, he's not a part of their plans for the future.
Okay.
They added Brandon Allen. And whether they trade the pick, if they trade the pick, again, here's how I would describe it. They don't want to trade the pick. They're not looking to trade the pick. It's up to some team to make them an offer that they can't refuse. And I think that that's entirely possible.
Okay.
Adam, next week, the owners' meeting is going to be getting underway, West Palm Beach. I know last week or 2 weeks ago, all of the different proposals for rule changes that they're going to be talking about, that's where, you know, the Packers' very specific ban of the tush push is going to be discussed, a number of other things as well, including play, you know, maybe I can't remember who proposed the playoff seeding of, hey, it should be seeded by record, not if you just necessarily win your division. What would do you expect any of those rules that you have seen? Do you expect any of them to pass next week?
You know, Gabe, I don't know. I haven't asked about that. Like, I'm living in a free agent draft world. I don't get too worked up about the rules until I get to the owners' meetings on Sunday. Like, oh, is this going to pass? It is? Okay, great. Like, So I don't have any great insight for you as to whether I could say this from my experience of having gone to the owners' meetings for over 30 years. There will be rule changes. I don't know what they are. Like, there's always a couple of things that pass. Always. Every single year. So my guess is that the overtime will be extended from what it is in overtime in the playoffs to the whole season. That'd be one guess.
Okay.
Like, that makes does the conference seeding is the conference seeding gonna I don't know if it's got any momentum. I don't think the tush push has real momentum, but here's the other thing to remember about these rule changes. I don't really care how much support they do or don't have. A lot of it, sometimes it comes down to how much the commissioner wants something. If the commissioner wants something,
I'll get it.
They're going to find a way to pass it. Okay. Like, hey, coaches, go play golf. Go play golf. Like, this has happened to me. I remember many times coaches have complained. Wait, hold on. We were told it wasn't passing. We were told to go play golf. And while we were playing golf, they passed the overtime rule. They passed this rule, the kickoff rule. Like, we didn't want that. Like, so, you know, what Roger wants, usually he finds a way to get. So if he wants the tush push band, my guess would be that he'll find a way to do it. And same thing with the conference reseeding and all that other stuff.
All right. With that being said, Adam,
yep.
why has the 18th game cooled? I haven't heard any talk of it. Is that because Goodell knows that this thing is not coming down until the CBA is up again in 4 years?
I just think it's a cyclical thing, Chewy, where, like, you're not hearing a lot of 18-game talk just because why would you be hearing 18-game talk? We've been talking about free agents, and we've been talking about rules changes, and we're talking about the draft. Like, the 18-game, I guarantee when we get to May and June and July and there's not a lot going on, you're looking for somebody to just mention it. It just hasn't been mentioned because there's no urgency to it right now, but nothing's changed about it. The league is going to want it. The players aren't going to want it. And ultimately, it's going to be up to the league to pay enough money to get it, which I think they'll do.
Okay. Fair enough.
That makes sense? Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's not the time of the year, and it's not like you're going to have league officials lobbying for it. They don't want to talk about it. They know what they have to do. Like, what is there to say about it? We want 18. Yeah, we know the league wants 18.
Yeah.
We know that there's enough money on the table. What is somebody going to say? You know what it would be? I'll tell you when it could be, and I don't even know that it would surface then. Every year, right before the draft, Roger Goodell does sit downs with ESPN. You know, Mike Greenberg will interview him before the draft, and there'll be 5, 6, 7, 8 questions, and one of them might be, where are we on the 18-game season? And I could predict his answer. You know, hey, that's not on the CBA. We need the cooperation of the players. You know, over time, it's something we'd like to look at, but, you know, we're not there right now.
Okay.
Adam, famously a month ago, you were looking at the 60-day forecast in Green Bay for the draft.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's 4 weeks. I was about to say, it's 4 weeks. You know, is it a week from Monday? A month from Monday. It's 4 weeks from tomorrow, the opening round of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Have you looked at the four? Because I have not. I rely on you for my long-term forecast.
I'm looking at it right now. It's 23 degrees there today.
Yep.
Right now. The 30-day forecast. I see the 90-day forecast. I just want the 30-day forecast. I said, okay, 30. The 30-day. April 24th. It says showers, 57 high, 42 low.
All right. That's not bad.
I would take it.
By the way, Friday, 53, 42. Saturday, 58, 40, like, sign me up. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Like, that's, we're okay with that.
Okay. Because you were panicking. Like, a month ago, you were panicking because it didn't look that good.
Well, when I checked, like, the only thing that's less accurate than weather predictions is 60-day weather predictions. But beyond that, like, at that time, it did say 28 degrees.
Yeah, yes.
Like, okay, so we've risen 14 degrees. And let's keep our fingers crossed. Like, it says Monday right now, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday that week, 60 degrees, 61.
Oh, like, that ain't
Maybe that gets pushed back. Yeah, I was about to say, gets pushed back to Thursday. That's not bad.
I told you, this is the truth. Somebody that went to school at the University of Michigan, went to graduate school in Chicago. I think the two of the three coldest instances in my life were the draft in Chicago in April and the draft in Cleveland in April. Like, those two things, I was, oh, my God. Oh, my God, was I cold.
Well, like, you get the wind whipping off the lake, and that'll just cut you down to your soul.
It was brutal, brutal. So, yeah, I'm
feeling good. So I've got one last question for you, Adam, before we let you go, because I have been obsessed with this Dan Hurley story. I don't know how much of the tournament you've been paying attention to.
I saw the whole thing.
He walks off, and it's not even really about Dan Hurley for me, because, I mean, he was complaining about the officiating. It's just a day that ends in Y for Dan Hurley. It's more about the person who works for the athletic department who went up to the reporter who took the video of him complaining about said officials to Baylor, and then threatened to ruin that reporter's life if they did not take down the video, which obviously the reporter did not because the video is still out there. Has anybody from any organization ever threatened to ruin your life over something you reported?
No, not that I can recall, but I when you're saying this, and I'm aware of all this, like, you know, Dan Hurley is one of the great coaches in college basketball, one of the great coaches in sports. I saw that and I'm like, he has a habit of doing that. Like, just, you know, he didn't do it. He was walking off. He's like Nick Sirianni in a way.
Yeah,
right?
he complains about the officiating. That happens. Again, the part I'm fascinated about is that this rose to the occasion of the communications director for the basketball team to use a threat that I could never imagine using myself, going up to another human being and saying, I will ruin your life if you don't do this.
What's expression, the cover up is worse than the crime.
Correct.
And that's exactly
but Adam,
what that is.
I guarantee you, Gabe, number one, has never been to Connecticut. Okay. There is nothing. I thought the Whalers were still in Connecticut, and I'm from Massachusetts, Adam. I know you've been there. It's the only show in town. So with that, you get this massive ego, and that's how this happens. That's how I see it. What's in Connecticut, okay, Adam?
But Chewy, you can be right. That's how this happens. And Gabe can be right that that's not what should happen. Like, that is what happens, and it's not what should happen. And you both can be right. And I believe you are right. I think that sort of thing does happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's the first time, but it's wrong. It's wrong for
it's
that.
Totally,
like,
wrong. I agree.
It, like, that guy, to me, I'm sorry. Like, that's a fireable offense.
Yes.
You know, when it
The only life he's ruining is his own.
Right. When you're in that job and you're making those threats and those threats are made public, your job now is in jeopardy in my mind.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Adam, we always appreciate the time, pal. Love that you're wearing the Bucks shirt, even though we didn't get good Bucks news yesterday. But maybe they can deliver on the court tonight against the Denver
Hold on,
Nuggets.
Gabe, no golf? That's just telling me that Adam has no more faith in you whatsoever.
Well, I mean,
it comes to golf.
I mean, we're a couple weeks away.
You sold him down the river with the Players' Championship.
I mean,
with the early start.
Yes.
I just
BS start times.
Look. Yep. Look, I mean, it's the Houston Open. I didn't think Adam really cared about the Houston Open. I think everybody...
Hey, Gabe, hey, you know what I just did, by the way? I'll change the channel. Sticking on Gabe. You know what I just did? I just booked a flight to Augusta, Georgia for a couple of weeks from now.
Oh!
Wait, are you going to be doing this? Are you going to be doing this live from Augusta in a couple of weeks?
I'm flying in that Wednesday. I have a flight that I have a flight that Wednesday.
All right, so because
just booked my flight right before I got with you guys. Yeah.
Are you doing anything for ESPN? Or are you going because this is just Adam Schefter as a fan at Augusta?
Adam Schefter as a fan at Augusta.
Hell yeah!
By the way, like I don't do anything for myself. Like, you know, like I never leave I never do anything. So I'm going Wednesday to Friday, and.
Oh man, I am so jealous. You've been before, right?
Yeah, I've been. Okay. By the way, the first time I went, and I had no idea. It's actually pretty funny. I think it was 2021. It was the year after the pandemic.
Okay.
And the course wasn't open really. Like, so I went through a group, you know, that I was invited to, like ESPN, connected ESPN kind of thing. I had the course to myself. It was unbelievable. Like, it was incredible walking around there for a couple of days by myself.
So here's Adam, here's the problem with going to Augusta, though, for you. Are you just, like, hoping news doesn't break? Because famously, you're not allowed to bring your phone onto the grounds.
Well, I that is my one issue with going there. But you know what? I think when the Masters is on ESPN Thursday and Friday, it's a quiet. So even if I'm making this up, Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, I don't want to miss that, and I would, that would really bum me out. But there's no programming on ESPN. It's all Masters.
It's all Masters. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. Great point.
So that's the way it goes.
Adam, me and Brett got invited after the Super Bowl back in 96.
Yep.
And we blew it off. We blew it off thinking, we'll get invited here a bunch of times. God, was that one of the biggest regrets of my life?
Well,
never got invited back.
But one of the guys, well, I'd say one of the two did eventually get invited back. I'll let you guess who the one who did not.
Yeah. Yeah. Live and learn. Have fun.
So neither one of you have been?
I went in 2019. I was there for a practice round in 2019, the one and only time I was there. And it's one of my favorite places. It's unbelievable. It's what they do there. It's spectacular. Like, so I order the Taste of the Masters. I order the food to get shipped to my house, and I'll have a Masters party that Saturday.
No, wow. I've never been. Never been.
Do you have any
until I get invited again. Well, until I get invited, and I know that ain't happening. So I'm fine with the TV. God, I should have went. What a dumb move!
It's a beautiful place. Like, so good. Damn, yeah, it's really really nice. So like I said, I don't do anything for myself, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for you, bud. So you have that to look forward to in a couple weeks. But we'll talk to you next week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thank you, guys. I'll be in Florida next week at the owners' meetings. We'll discuss rule changes. Right?
Come on down.
Beautiful. Thanks, Adam. Guys.
Thanks, Adam. We talk to Adam each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And it's brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like,
scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You've heard us talk a lot about Palermo's Pizza, and, I mean, why not? It's so many different brands, so many delicious brands. They know what they're doing when it comes to premium quality frozen pizza, and one of those brands is Connie's. And right now, Sendix is offering a great deal on Connie's Thin Crust. This week, only at Sendix, it's 2 for $10. Connie's delivers pizzeria taste without the pizzeria prices. Great kind of cornmeal on the bottom. The crust, it is unique, it's different, and it is delicious. Stop by Sendix, stock up on your favorite Connie's Thin Crust flavors today. It's 2 for $10 at Sendix. Sale goes through April 1st. Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business. She's on. You've flown a lot. You fly a lot more than I do. And I'm sure you've had some unique and some different delays or reasons why your flight didn't go the way that you would have planned.
Yep.
How would you feel if you had an international flight and 2 hours into the flight had to turn around? And the reason why you had to turn around is because, well, your pilot didn't have his passport.
Yeah, that would sting. Better be getting some free something.
The customers were provided with meal vouchers in compensation.
Yeah, I think there's got to be some liquid included in that little free package. Because that's what? You got to go back to...
Yeah, so it was a flight from Los Angeles to Shanghai. And they got out and had to turn around 2 hours into the flight because the pilot did not have his passports.
That happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of my biggest fears.
Yeah, this is.
It can't?
Like, this is a thing that just simply cannot happen. As the pilot, you cannot be the reason because you forgot your passport.
I mean,
I would be taking United for every single cent I could get. The compensation would need to be in the thousands. You turned around?
Yeah, but it's only 4 hours. I've been stuck in airports longer than 4 hours for stuff they don't even tell you about. At least they tell you that the pilot left his passport. I've been on flights before where I've been delayed 6 hours and they don't even tell you. With the plane there.
So I don't even know what the compensation is. So a Chinese passenger who was on board, who was telling this, recalling the tale to CNN, said she heard the pilot's very frustrated voice over the intercom saying he forgot his passport. After landing in San Francisco, Yang received two meal vouchers totaling $30, which she used for a meal at a Japanese restaurant at the airport. She also filed a compensation claim on United's website, where she was informed to expect a response within 14 days. Well, that's too long. You can't make these people twist in the wind for 14 days trying to figure out what they're going to get in return. You have to come out front and say, hey, this is what you're going to get.
Well, Joshy, I've told you this one when I was in Maui coming back after a vacation with the whole family that we were on a plane. They took us off that one, put us on another one, which took another 2 hours, just about to take off. And the pilot says the flight crew failed to weigh the luggage in the lower level, so we can't take off. And my time to fly has already expired, so we are not taking off. And they did nothing. Nothing. How mad would you be at that situation?
Furious. I think the pilot being at fault, having to turn around because there's 4 hours there, I can't imagine they got put on because they got meal vouchers.
Yep.
So I'm sure there was hours of waiting then in between there. And now, like, an international flight is big because you're going to have, like, shuttles waiting. You got your hotel booked. You got plans. Like, you're not just 4 hours delayed. You are.
Yeah, you got connections.
Could be upwards of a day delayed.
No, you're right. You're right.
Not just a jaunt from Florida to Milwaukee. That's a big boy flight.
Right.
That's
fair.
And you need to have compensation figured out within the week. 14 days is crazy.
Correct.
We'll get to it isn't a good enough answer.
I mean, United is a big enough company that in the 2 hours that that plane was flying back, you figure out what that compensation is going to be for the passengers. This, not just, we'll figure it out.
This is with flights, there could be a lot of different emergencies, but that's emergency type of all hands on deck. We need to figure this out quick.
So you think they should have flew another plane behind it and the pilot should have waited in the cockpit till the other plane got there with his passport? That's not actually a bad idea.
What, just paper planed it over? What are we talking about here?
No, I think he is saying have somebody else fly a passport in their flight. So just send another one.
Then he just hangs out on the plane until he gets his passport.
That sounds fair, right?
Not really.
Okay.
Like there's just some things you gotta. Again, people are forgetful. It happens. I understand.
As a pilot, don't you just have those on you at all times?
I would assume, but obviously in this case,
obviously
that was
not.
Yeah, that was obviously not.
It feels like it can't slip your mind. I'm traveling from LA to Shanghai. It doesn't feel like that's something you can just happens. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. But again, how many times have you left the I mean, you need your phone to get into this office. Have you ever left your house without your phone?
That's
I have, but I'm not traveling.
On the phone.
Well, but I'm saying, like, for a pilot.
I tried creating this app. I tried creating it, and I didn't know how to do it, so I had let it go.
What, a passport app?
License, passport, everything. Wouldn't that? You're not going to forget your phone, are you?
Sometimes you drop it in the bottom of a lake, though.
I'm brilliant.
Chewy thinks he's brilliant when it comes to Stefon Diggs as well. We discussed that in 2 minutes.